Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview various leaders to help inspire you to live your happiest life. I'm really excited about today's guests, Mina and Chelsea. I actually met them through their TikTok videos. They do fun, spunky videos with cool music backgrounds. They time their text to draw attention to all things financial education. And they also use a lot of entertainment in their videos. And they provide really good value. So I reached out to them because they were adding value to me personally. And I felt like with everything going on in the world right now, with the virus shutting down a lot of jobs and a lot of people uncertain about their financial situations, I thought it would be great to hear from the two of them. So make sure to listen to this episode. If they add value to you, would love it if you'd share on iTunes, add a review to let us know that you want them back for a follow-up episode. And then towards the end of this episode, you'll hear how you can share and tag us on social media, as well as our fun contest going on. All right, check it out. Here they are.
All right. I am so excited, so honored. I have my first TikTok guest here on the Move Happy Movement podcast. I've got Mina and Chelsea. They have awesome channel, Money Mindset Club. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Awesome. For those that are maybe just hearing about you for the first time, why don't you share about like what got you motivated, started in your journey and what you're doing right now?
Of course. So after 20 plus years combined experience, we worked in the finance industry for an extremely long time in corporate America, and we helped out quite a few folks there. Mm-hmm. So we thought to bring our knowledge of Wall Street to Main Street. We had so many friends that were asking because of COVID and what to do and where to go and so many resources. And we realized there was such a need for that.
Yeah.
And you know, how to keep a positive outlook with your finances and how to, you know, navigate, and unprecedented waters.
Yeah.
So we started the Money Mindset Club, and we're super stoked to have met you on TikTok. So
cool. Awesome. Yeah. So y'all work together. And then you started your channel after the fact. That's so cool.
Yeah, we worked at a company called First Republic, and they had a wealth management arm. And then we worked together at a company called Robert Half, which is really huge. It's like a recruiting firm. So we would place candidates in full-time accounting and finance jobs. So we've been around money and salary negotiations and stuff like that for a long time. So
that's awesome. That's so cool. Awesome. So, you know, with Move Happy, there's three pillars for our company. And the first one really touches on what your business is called too, which is about mindset. And since you have a combined experience, you know, 20 years of experience together, that's a lot of time around money, around finances and whatnot. For those that might be interested in your field or maybe are working currently and are just like in a slump or maybe just like feeling the COVID pressure, what are some tips that you guys have learned along your journey that you'd like to share in keeping a positive mindset?
Sure. I think the biggest caveat is to understand that your self-worth it's not your net worth. So to make sure to understand that your, you know, your money story and whatever you were taught or told as a young person, typically carries over into habits as you get older. And really it's about breaking some maybe bad habits or,
even like general generation curses too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just really working through some of your money story. And then I would say taking action steps as far as like perhaps making a vision board.
Yes.
You know, setting a bunch of goals for yourself and getting an accountability partner. And then I think the biggest thing that I've come to find that's super helpful for me is listening to podcasts and audiobooks or reading things as far as what, you know, your mentors, people that you really admire and their journey Because everybody's very similar in the journey.
Yeah.
I would say tackling your money story, making some goals for yourself, and definitely, you know, getting a mentor, listening to your mentors.
Yeah, those are great, great tips. And you really touched on it, the next pillar, which is about building strong community. As we can recognize, you know, it's so important to have a community for mental health and well-being and being happy. And especially like in the financial sector, I feel like that can be a really tough industry to, you know, build relationships and whatnot. Maybe it's like, I don't know, from my outside perspective, like masculine dominated industry too. And like how to build those friendships, relationships, partnerships, et cetera. So what have you two learned that, has helped in building community for you to, you know, keep yourselves, keep your mindset healthy and whatnot?
So I would say it's building a network of like-minded individuals and then also being willing to learn from others who might not be like you as well. So it is a very male-dominated field, and especially if you're wanting to go into more of the wealth management or a management track, it's more difficult for a woman. But in my trajectory, I was able to partner with mentors who would be willing to sit down, have a cup of coffee with you, even if right now over Zoom, it's just having a latte at your respective houses and having a conversation about what the future holds, asking people what their story is, where did they start? I started as a receptionist who was a history major, and within 3 years, I was covering a territory of the western half of the United States just by hard work and
yogurt.
So it really is, and I didn't do that alone by any means. It was asking for help and getting the advice and really listening to it and taking it to heart, asking for that, you know, constructive criticism and being able to really sit with when someone tells you what you're doing well. Really sit with it and don't take yourself out of the conversation. Build on that skill.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And what a huge testimony to the power of connecting with community. You went from front desk to owning the spot. That's so cool. That's so
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, congrats to you. That's powerful. Third pillar of Move Happy is, of course, movement related. Started in a psych hospital I was working in. It was a program I created for my patients. We had zero budget, speaking of money. We had $100 a month to split between 15 staff. So for resources for our patients. So yeah. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, we know that fitness can be really impactful to our mental health and happiness. So what are some of your favorite ways to move your bodies that don't cost a lot?
Yeah, definitely. I love dancing, as you can see in the TikTok videos.
Yeah.
So I feel like moving and dancing is always so much fun. I mean, even babies who can barely walk will move around to music and kind of dance. And I think it's just inherent in humans.
Yes.
Whether you censor yourself and you think you're good or not, it's always fun. So I would just say dancing. And I personally like yoga. And with COVID that happened, there were so many things, so many things on Zoom that, you know, you're able to connect with here in Los Angeles. See, the gyms and a lot of the public pools and all that stuff, a lot of the stuff is closed at the moment still. So I would say yoga and that calming presence that brings also is really, really helpful to such a chaotic time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love yoga too. And that's a really good one. Yeah. I actually love both dancing too. It's super fun. So what are you two really excited about that we can support you with here at Move Happy?
Yeah. We are super stoked about releasing our coursework, which should be coming out here very, very, very quickly.
Ooh.
And yeah, so we're going to have kind of from the beginning, write your money story all the way to make your plan, put a plan together. And we're teaching a lot of basic investing, budgeting, savings, you know, how money works and things like that. Awesome. So we're super stoked about that. And it should be coming out, you know, like I say, pretty quickly. And we'll definitely put out the word on social media. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. And your videos are so powerful. Like, I mean, for people that aren't in finance, you know, like, I mean, I just can only speak for myself, but it's like, it's not really like a fun topic, but you make it so interesting, so entertaining, and you really keep the attention. At least for me, I'm like, yes, I watch all of your videos. I try to like them all when I'm scrolling through, spending way too much time on TikTok. so I'm really excited about your offer. How can people, if they're interested, how can they sign up for it? Do you have a website for that or?
Yes, definitely. So it's themoneymindsetclub.com.
Perfect.
And yeah, so there's a little quiz you can take. There's blog posts that we have. There's some free resources on the website. And so, yeah, sign up for the email list and then you'll be notified when the coursework comes out. And then of course, like I said, we're going to put it out on the links and everything out on social media.
Awesome. So everybody needs to sign up for that right away. That's super cool. And I always love to close it out with a silly little question so people can feel more connected to you. So I'm just totally random, like on the spot. What is your go-to favorite snack?
Ooh, popcorn for me.
Popcorn. Mm. I love popcorn.
I love, and I have some right here. I have dried cherry, almond, peanut, pistachio mix with, ooh. Oh, and don't get me wrong, there's chunks of little chocolate in there too. So I like kind of those little mixy medleys. I eat those all the time.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much, the both of you. This has been super fun. Can't wait to have you back on the show for a follow-up sesh.
Thanks, Erin. Appreciate
it.
All right, that's a wrap, folks. Thanks again so much for listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I hope that as your host, Erin Nicole, that I've added value to you today through the guests that I have and through the insights that we've shared through this interview. If we did add any value to you, would love it and be so honored if you would go to iTunes, write a review, and give some specific feedback of what stood out to you, maybe a certain minute part, so others can be drawn to it and go right to that section if your review is meaningful for them as well. On social media, you can tag us at The Real Move Happy for TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. On Twitter, we are at Move Happy Team. On Snapchat, we are at The Move Happy. And on LinkedIn, we are at Move-Happy. You can see the purple and gray logo. And most importantly, we've got a fun contest going on. We're just almost under, we're like 1,690 something downloads right now. We're close to the 2,000 download mark. And I'm doing a fun competition. Those of you that know I love to sing and I've got a lot of musical friends, we're doing a private VIP concert for our super fans. They're gonna get a special invite. And the best way and easiest way for us to keep track is through those reviews on iTunes. Secondary would be through sharing on social media to keep our attention on you as a super fan. So make sure to share on social media, make sure to share with your friends, tag us in your posts, demonstrating, you know, how we are helping you to apply things to your life to help you live your happiest life or help someone else live their happiest life. My goal and my mission is to empower everyone in the world to live a life that they're happy with so that nobody wants to end their life prematurely. There's so much negativity in the world, and I want to be a part of the positivity, and I want to work and to be around others that really believe that we can make a positive impact in the world. So in order to do that, I need to see you take an action. I need to see you writing those reviews and whatnot. And as a thank you, you get to be possibly invited as a VIP to our concert that we're doing exclusively for the top, top, top people that are sharing. We're gonna have no more than 25 that are invited to this online concert event. And then after we hit that 10,000 download threshold, we will be hosting the event for our, I would say, our foundational super fans, because I still am very much startup company with a team across three continents, but still very, very small, intimate team that want to make global impact. And in order for us to do that, we need your support. So thanks again for listening to my podcast. And if you'd also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you'd like to share your message and how you're empowering people to live their happiest life, you can reach out to me directly, either on social media, or you can shoot me an email with why you feel you would be a valuable part to the show. And there is a small fee involved to help me cover the editing costs and the cloud storage costs on the hosting website. Other than that, I don't want to gouge you with marketing fees and whatnot, just because I still am starting, I still am building my brand, and I want to add value to you. But there is costs involved, and my time is valuable. So make sure you're clear in your email of how you're going to add value, and that you can cover the cost. And I'll send you the link to schedule. My email is Erin, that's E-R-I-N, at themovehappy.com. Look forward to hearing from you guys soon. And don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next week, guys.